Madam Vice Chair, Elaine and our friends, as I'm with Georgia, I forget to call them by their correct titles, so forgive me, please. You brought out some great points. There's nothing better than an example, you know, to really bring something to life. And Elena gave a couple of great examples. And the real issue is, I've often struggled with, okay, we talk about climate-resilient public-private partnerships, and we try to categorize those into two types. One is integrating resilience into public-private partnerships that may not in themselves enhance resilience. And then there are public-private partnerships that almost exclusively enhance resilience. But I think you gave a great example of it's not a cut and dried. It's not either or. Because even if you are implementing a project that is designed for climate resilience, such as a flood protection system, there are spillover benefits to that. There are benefits to society. And especially, and thank you so much for mentioning nature-based solutions, because integrating nature-based solutions into infrastructure, to me, is the magic sauce to really ensure that our infrastructure projects are sustainable and that they are climate resilient and adaptive. So thank you for that so much. I think that, and by the way, we absolutely want you to ask questions, please. We want you to ask questions. I'm very informal, as most of you who know me know. So just raise your hand if you have a question. I'll stop. I'll interrupt the speaker. I don't mind interrupting these guys.
With a hammer.
Yeah, I have a hammer. I'm in charge. So I want to, yes.
Someone
has a question, yes. Good.